There's a cold silence that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a cold of silence and it can't go on.
Hi folks, I am Alan Watt and this is Cutting Through the Matrix on October the 30th, 2009. Newcomers, look into cuttingthroughthematrix.com website. You'll find hundreds of hours of talks I've given in the past where I try to funnel in the little gaps that leave out of the history books that give to the school children. And I show you how the world is planned. The future is always planned by those who've been in control of the past. George Orwell summed it up very well in his book 1984. And that's how it's always been. So I try to, from their own official memoirs, and bureaucrats, especially high bureaucrats, are very fond of putting out their memoirs, I show you that things that were talked about and discussed at big meetings maybe 50, 100 years ago, and how they outlined their agenda for the world, are all coming to pass. And even the stuff that they've released 20 years ago, for the next 50 years or 100 years, are all set up in motion. The machinery is there. So I give you the clues to it, and it's up to you to do the rest of the research yourself. You can't do it for everyone else. But it's not necessary to go that far to try and get enough information to at least inform others around you. You always start at things they do understand, but they can comprehend what's happening in their lives, what's changing in their lives, and start from there. You can't overwhelm them with history and data. Once you've conditioned them into the reality of what's happening now, then you can start on them if they have the ability to comprehend that. You'll see all the other sites I've got on cuttingthroughthematrix.com website. Bookmark them for future use. That way, you know, it's downloads if I get pulled off the big sites again. And that happens once in a while. Therefore, you can always download the latest shows from the alternate sites. And you might find it easier because when everyone goes into the com site at the same time, it tends to kind of be a bit slow. So you can choose from these other sites there. And there's a whole bunch to choose from. The last one I generally mention is Alan Watt Sentinel. Sentinel.eu, the European site, has all the same audios as the rest, has addition of transcripts for download and print up of quite a few of the talks I've given, written in the various languages of Europe. And you bring me to you, you're the listeners. I'm not backed by anybody. I'm not making a career out of this, believe you me. It's a necessity to come out now and just share the knowledge that I've gleaned over my lifetime. Before, it's lost, basically. You have to pass knowledge on to each generation. So at least some people will have a start in life. Most people don't get started till they wake up much later on. And even then, there are very few. And then, too, they fall into so many traps because those who control put the traps out there and have you spinning off in different directions to keep you from hitting the truth. So you can also keep me going by buying the books and so on I have for sale on the websites. The discs and so on. There's also discs with 50 shows on them at a time. Well worth it. And you can also donate to me as well. The donate buttons on each and every site through PayPal. Personal checks for the US and Canada. PayPal. MoneyGram is good. MoneyGram is good outside the Americas from the UK and Europe. Western Union, worldwide. And again, some people just send cash. It's up to you to keep me going because the expenses are heavy here, heavy. And I think the electricity went up about 3 times already this year. And I just got an announcement that's going up again as they put in the smart meters. And behind all the propaganda, it's not just to teach you to use less electricity. It's, and the cost increase, of course, too, that goes along with it. It's so they can monitor every part of the equipment in your house and how much you're using it. That's the real reason for it all. Because they've been doing this in other countries before, Canada. See, we're global, folks. And they just haven't announced the new masters yet. They'll come out eventually, once no one cares. Back with more after this break.
Mm-hmm. The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. 9200.
Attention, ladies. Dr. Arthur Perry is inviting you to participate in a nationwide giveaway of his Miracle Cream Night Skin. If you want smooth, firm skin with healthy collagen and elastin, you are eligible for a free 10-day supply of Night Skin, the skincare formula with proven results. Night Skin works while you sleep to even skin tones on your face and neck, exfoliate, and also reduce the appearance of fine lines. This one amazing cream does the work of four expensive products. If you want firmer, beautiful skin, and you're new to Dr. Perry's Night Skin, you're eligible to have a free 10-day supply rushed to your door. Here's how.
For your free 10-day supply of Night Skin, call 1-800-362-5848. You only pay shipping and handling. Call right now and ask for your free supply of Night Skin. Call 1-800-362-5848 and be sure to click on our banner at www.republicbroadcast.com.
If you have more than $25,000 in debt and are facing foreclosure, we can stop the foreclosure in one day and get you out of debt in 90 days without making a single payment. Did you know that debt settlement is illegal in at least 7 states and that if you hire an attorney to help you get out of debt, you'll pay 7 to 10 times more than legally necessary? The system is rigged. These guys get kickbacks from your creditors while charging you up front to get into nothing more than just another payment plan. Look, this isn't brain surgery. You just need the right information and the right help and answers to your questions. No clients of zero debt in 90 days have had to negotiate with creditors or go to court. Our proven system stops collection calls in 1 minute. Since 1993, we have helped over 80,000 people get out of debt without making a single payment to creditors. Get the right information today and get out of debt in just 90 days. Ask about our $25,000 guarantee and your free copy of 7 Secrets to Debt Freedom when you call 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com today.
Hi folks, I am Alan Watt. We're cutting through the matrix, cutting through this fake reality that's been indoctrinated into us all, and cutting through the upgrades, or the downloads, you might call them, that we get every day from the mainstream authorized media. They're simply prostitutes for those who rule, but it's always been that way with media. It's just that the generation now have been trained to think that somehow it's an appendage to your brain, is there to reason for you. And that's what Brzezinski said in his own book, Between Two Ages. They know this. Because it had such an awful name in past generations, people used to know that the media's job was propaganda on behalf of those who ruled, the big politicos and magnates of power. They knew that. But for about 30 years of giving us this amazing indoctrination, so you really truthfully think it's there as some sort of official educational thing that is so altruistically beautiful that it's part of you. And it's nothing of the kind. It's owned by private organizations. In the British Commonwealth countries, we have our BBC versions. Canada's got the CBC, and it's a spin-off of the BBC, the official one. It's funded by the taxpayer to give us sort of propaganda on behalf of the agendas, you see, not to enlighten you and to knowing all the truth. We're never told all the truth on any particular topic. We're told spins on something to give us an opinion, and we're all downloaded with the same opinions at the same time. Standardization of opinion, you see. So it's a pity people forget that when they read media, that there's agendas at work. There's always been agendas at work. you have to go into the history of newspapers to find out how they were run in the past. They run exactly the same way today. They've got better PR, that's all. Now, with everything else too, with the vaccinations for the so-called swine flu, and the scary scenarios we're getting, exactly what the World Health Organization said, it gave us scary scenarios, you know, catastrophic doomsday scenarios, to terrify us into compliance with whatever it is, and we still think it's for the flu, you know. But there'll be other reasons for this jab, just like there's always been other reasons for the previous jabs we all got. Because from the beginning, part of the problem with the World Health Organization was to reduce the population. And they've been very successful at that, starting with the Western countries. Until they admit every year, and they give you the statistics, every year of the sperm count just plummeting in the Western male and infertility just skyrocketing. But they never mentioned the word crisis beside it, which means it's obviously planned, you see. Otherwise, it would be a crisis, but it's not. It's the agenda. Therefore, there's other reasons for injections and inoculations, always. And we can't forget that Baxter Laboratories, on behalf of the World Health Organization, supposedly screwed up. Now, you don't get these top clearance laboratories. They're four, with two, I think, to three, four, and five clearances that triple, quadruple check every single part of stages of working with viruses. And all. They just happen to mix two viruses together, the common, so-called common flu, meaning annual, what they suspect will be the annual flus this season, and the bird flu, and set them off to be distributed across Europe. And if that happened, it would cause supposedly a pandemic. Then we had the Canadian Independent Inquiry before they started the shots, because they'd found it. I know where they found it from. It was from years ago, from the World Health Organization, that if they gave the common flu first, they could also set up the patient to receive a more dangerous viral the flu type by the introduction of the first flu shots that they got. So there's a hesitation initially here about giving out the flu. Then, of course, they went back to the propaganda and pretended they'd never mentioned it so they can get the thing going. And people are coming down. It's amazing, you know, I've read articles here about people who just come down with it. The unfortunates, as they'll say at the top, you know. They know at the top roughly how much of the population will come down with dystonic problems, as they call it. What they're telling you really and covering up is the fact you come down with an instant case of terminal phase, multiple sclerosis. That's what you come down with. That's what you're coming down with, folks. Paralysis. And you can hardly speak. You can't walk. That's what they give you, an instant advanced case, a weaponized multiple sclerosis. Yep, the symptoms are dystonic. That's a description, not an actual diagnosis. Here's an article here from Ireland that is from the Irish Independent. It says here, and this is from the 14th of October, top insurer tells 1,000 general practitioners not to give swine flu vaccine. It says, an insurance company has warned 1,000 GPs not to administer the vaccine. The HSC plans, this is their National Health Service, the socialized system that they have all over the place that the U.S. is bringing into force, plans to enlist family doctors to give the swine flu vaccine to patients with pre-existing medical conditions. But an insurance company which covers around 1,000 of the 2,200 to 2,500 GPs in the country advised them not to sign up for the work because of legal indemnity issues. The HSE has given GPs until today to sign up to give the vaccine to 400,000 of their patients with certain medical conditions from next week. Well, a later article from another paper said they're trying to pass it on to nurses to give it so they'll get the heat and not the GPs. And they want to give this stuff to people with pre-existing medical conditions. I'll tell you why. See, under the eugenics scheme, they want to wipe out those who have any possibility of passing on certain what they call weaknesses, medical weaknesses, on to their offspring. If you wipe them out and get rid of them, that's the end of their gene line, isn't it? That's a reason for it, folks. There's many reasons for this shot, many, many reasons, and you'll never understand them till you make that final leap and cross the big river at a single jump and suspend your incredulity and then toss it out the window and come into reality that they're actually not just starting, they've been doing this for a long time. Long time. And people haven't a clue. People just haven't a clue what really is going on ever in their lives. There is so much information out there about what's really happening, and it's not getting out to the public at all. Here's a Telegraph. It's from all over the country. You have to go to Sweden to find out how many Americans have died with the jab already, because they're not reporting it in the U.S. You're just statistics and numbers. Unfortunates, as I say. You're the unfortunates. High bureaucrats don't have us. You're not Joni Smith or whoever. You're a number. And that's how you go down. You're not real to them at the top. And they always come up with, well, it's for the greater good, you know, and all that kind of stuff, all that rubbish. Even those guys are not at that level of understanding what's really going on. There's big plans for this massive nonsense that you'll never figure out. And we'll all start dying off quicker regardless over the next few years, because that's how they introduced the massive cancers that have skyrocketed for the last 30, 40 years. And they've got to reduce the population. Al Gore and all the boys say so. They're all telling you, got to bring the population down. Yep, we're not dying fast enough. So what do they do? They're very practical at the top. They make it happen. And you don't tell the children, you're killing them. We're the children, regardless of your age. Belfast Telegraph by Alita Smythe, Tuesday 27th of October. The safety of Northern Ireland's swine flu vaccination program was called into question today by the parent of a young special needs pupil who ended up in hospital just hours after getting the jab. Remember, if it happens a day or 2 days after it, you're not concluded under the causes of the jab causing your death. Huh. Anne Marie Fletcher said she feared her 15-year-old son, Rice, was going to die, and she rushed him to hospital less than 24 hours after receiving the swine flu vaccine. It doesn't say here in this report, by the way, and keep this in mind, that they've been encouraging everyone to get the common, so-called common flu vaccine annual shot before the swine flu that sets you up for the swine flu. Remember that? That's what Karen has said. So they aren't telling you if this little boy got that beforehand either, before the swine flu vaccine. The teenager fell seriously ill after receiving the injection along with thousands of other pupils across Northern Ireland last Friday. He was later diagnosed with swine flu. He got swine flu from the jab, right? My husband and I drove him to Antrim, area hospital, and I sat in the back with Rice, she told the Belfast Telegraph. By this stage, he was going into spasms. He couldn't bend his fingers. I was absolutely terrified. He was rambling and becoming incoherent. I honestly thought he was going to die in the back of the car. Kept saying he wanted to sleep, but I wouldn't dare let him close his eyes because I was frightened that if I did, he would never wake up. The public health agency, the organized task with managing Northern Ireland's response to the swine flu pandemic, has clearly stated that anyone suffering from flu-like symptoms should remain at home and contact their general practitioners by phone. So if this guy had stayed at home, he'd been dead. Why would they tell him to keep them at home? The experience of the Fletcher family from Carrickfergus called into question whether government protocols regarding the handling of swine flu are being followed. It's the latest episode to shake public confidence after the family of a Londonderry teenager who died with the virus was not informed she had it until after her funeral. Some 2,500 children over 20 special schools for severe learning disability across Ireland were offered the virus vaccine last week after four pupils died with the virus this month. Who's dying off? Well, you know, those gene codes who don't want. Back with more after this break.
Special roast hemp coffee from hempusa.org. Our coffee grows in the dense volcanic-rich soil, herbicide and pesticide-free, and in the high altitudes of Guatemala, in conditions that are ideal for natural growth of this high-quality coffee. Try our mellow cup of coffee that is ground and roasted with 25% hemp seed from Canada. With a wonderful nutty flavor that contains 18% protein, our roasters bring a unique flavor that makes this the best cup of coffee you'll ever have. Try our new special roast hemp coffee from hempusa.org and wake up your brain without the jitters. Our customers look forward to their next cup of hemp coffee. Visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608 and see if you'll change your mind about drinking coffee again. Taste the difference. Feel the difference at hempusa.org today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Is credit card debt stressing you out? If you're serious about regaining control of your finances, Big Solutions, the country's leading nonprofit debt management and consumer credit counseling service, can get you back on track. Whether you're behind with your payments or just frustrated with balances that never seem to go down, BSI can help you. Creditors have given Big Solutions very special repayment arrangements to help you get out of debt. These include lowering interest rates by 50% or more, bringing past due accounts current, and stopping harassing collections calls. BSI's team of certified financial counselors can consolidate all your credit card bills into one low monthly payment.
I chose BSI because they never asked for high fees I couldn't afford, and my creditors told me that Big Solutions had a great reputation.
Call the debt specialists at Big Solutions right now at 1-800-497-7722 to receive more information. BSI works with your lenders, but more importantly, Big Solutions works for you. Take control of your finances. Call 1-800-497-7722.
Hi folks, I'm Alan Watt and we're cutting through the matrix. There's quite a few sites up right now discussing this particular World Health Organization memo from 1972, and I'll put one up tonight. You can check it out for yourself and follow and actually go into the medical site that sends you to download the PDF of an investigation into the ability of using vaccines, which would bring down, it would kill people by the exact same methods that Canada was worried about recently, getting the previous shots, the so-called common flu or annual flu shots, that they keep changing, and that you might end up being more prone and actually come down with the killer flu with the second shot, with the swine flu shot. You see? 1972, they knew this stuff. And it said, this is from a site, it's called Jai, back, and it's just fight H1N1. And I'll put that up tonight. It says here, World Health Organization memos 1972 explain how to turn vaccines into a means of killing. The memos from blah, blah, blah. It says two key memorandums from WHO, discovered by Patrick Jordan, prove WHO had intentionally created the three-shot killer vaccine that people in the USA and other countries could soon be forced to take. Now, they actually found they could bring it down to two, which you've found out, because they actually mixed the avian flu with the first one and the common one, so-called common flu virus. This is, it names the memorandums here. Bulletin 47, number 2, memoranda number 1 and 2, virus-associated immunopathology. animal models and implications for human disease technically outline the ability to create biological weapons in the form of vaccines that do this. First, the first one will totally disable the immune system. The second one will load up every cell of the body with an infection, viral infection. Three, would switch the immune system on, causing the host to kill themselves. And what you've heard recently, it's from 72, by the way, but you've heard it only recently. And the Canadians obviously came across the same thing as they're backtracking previous records in a cytokine storm. That's where all your white blood fighters come into play, storm into the lungs to fight this virus, and you're literally drowning them. You're drowning them, so many come in. This is these WHO memorandums describe the three-phase impact of the three shots many people were forced to take, blah, blah, blah. It says, this is a crucial piece of evidence against the WHO's long-term genocidal intentions, and you better believe, and I know most folk would never believe it, the two brainwashed people would never do that. That's how they get away with it in the real world. The long-term genocidal intentions that could stand in any court of law, because these memorandums give the best and fullest explanation of the World Health Organization's and affiliated labs such as the CDC, current activities such as their patenting of the most lethal bird flu viruses. And they did. They patented them. They're sending that virus to Baxter's subsidiary in Austria, which weaponized it and sent it out to 72 kilos to 16 labs in four countries, almost triggering a global pandemic. And that's true. I read it in mainstream papers maybe a month or 2 months ago. For every crime, there's need to be a motive, an indication that it was deliberately planned. The World Health Organization memorandums provide the evidence of just that deliberate long-term planning to kill people by weakening their immune system by use of the first vaccine, injecting a live virus into their body by a second, but they can actually couple the two together in the first one, and creating a cytokine storm using squalene in a third. And that's true. Squalene will actually weaponize, it's not just your own body going into its natural state of protecting you. It weaponizes your natural immune response, and you can't turn it off. You'll drown in your lung tissue, basically. And on the site, it has the WHO memorandum on publicmedcentral.gov, and so it's official. You can actually read it yourself. So they've known this all along, you see. They know exactly what they're doing. And you scroll down, once you come to it, it tells you how to do it, virus-associated immunopathology, animal models, and implications for human disease. That's what it's under. Cell-mediated immunity, autoimmune diseases, genetics, and implication for clinical research. 1972, they've done this. So all the links are on here, and you can look them up for yourself and come to your own conclusions. It's up to you. Or you can listen to the propaganda and go along with it. You'd be amongst the majority then. That's how most things work. Propaganda wins over fact or reason. This has been proven in many, many, many previous generations. And this next article is from about Sweden, and it's from Vendretti, October the 30th, 2009. It's a European site. It says that Swedish media reporting fake swine flu cases to scare the population. That's just today. Aftonbladet claims 80,000 people in Sweden are infected with the swine flu H1N1 virus. Last week, the official confirmed number of new cases were below 350. You see, we're getting it in every country, these massively inflated cases, if they even exist at all. This is with dramatic graphs, dramatic graphs and bold-faced fonts. Aftonbladet is apparently trying to scare as many people as possible into believing the H1N1 virus to be a severe risk to their health. I'll be back with more after this break and read the rest of this article.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and, in some instances, your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
I'm Alan Watts, and we're cutting through the matrix, reading an article about how governments across the world, this is particularly Sweden, this article here, are massively inflating the figures to terrify the public so the Russians can get their shots and all the rest of it. It says here that the day that Aftonbladet claims 80,000 people in Sweden are infected with swine flu H1N1 virus, last week the official confirmed number of new cases were below 350. With dramatic graphs in boldface fonts, Aftonbladet is apparently trying to scare as many as possible into believing the H1N virus to be a severe risk to their health. The same paper claims that the pandemic's vaccine, which today was forbidden in Switzerland for use on pregnant women and adults below 18 and above 60, that very same vaccine to be the only rescue for the Swedish population. So it's banned in Switzerland, but they're going to use it in Sweden. It's amazing, eh? Hundreds of thousands might be sick by Christmas, warns the newspaper. The same article claimed that so far 2,126 Swedes have been confirmed to have had H1N1 virus. Johan Carlson, the chief of the Swedish Institute for Infectious Disease Control, claims that between 50,000 and 80,000 in reality are infected. They keep giving all these massive inflated figures, and they can't prove it except for their graphs. And they love crayons, you know. Crayons and little jerky movements, and that's what they call a graph. As long as it goes up, they're happy. The daily propaganda is unprecedented, and when readers are given an opportunity to comment on the propaganda articles, many see their comments disappear within seconds. And that's how it's done. The new strategy is to raise comments to the propaganda articles without sending the normal notification. In this way, those who comment in an article and have their comment removed will not know it's taken from the site. Sweden and its very much controlled media is now showing its true face, implementing tactics worthy of the former Soviet Union and communist East Germany. The Swedish socialist system has been praised by many world leaders and is called the Swedish model, and that's true. Avant-garde, you know. It's based on payments, slavery, and full control of all vital functions in society by a political control group. There's no real freedom in Sweden, and the people have been so intensely indoctrinated from early years to the extent they think they want this system. It's true, they like the authorities a lot. You can train people to be happy slaves and give them little freebies and things and be a nanny state until that phase is over. It's only to get them under the spell, then they hit you with a big stick and tell you what to do, and you obey, because you're used to obeying, you see? Trained. You've been trained to do it. It's startling, really. It's true. Now, there's a website there. I've read it before, and it's called The Green Agenda. Excellent site, and so many quotes on it. There are other sites as well, but they really put down concisely the quotes to do with terrifying the public and bring down the population and global warming and all that rubbish. And they give you references and quotes to do with this particular thing. And I've read this one before from the Club of Rome. Remember, they were the premier environmental think tank to be the consultants to the United Nations, where the founders wrote a book called The First Global Revolution and said it was back in the 70s. They said this in their book. It was back in the 70s. They were looking for a way to unite humanity under a new paradigm, basically, a new cause to bring us all together, but it had to be under a warfare scenario. So they looked around all the different possibilities. Under a warfare scenario, where our big threat and big danger, we all allow the governments to dominate us. We work hard for government, and we do with less food, less this and less the other, rationing, all that stuff, and even ID cards. So they said this: the common enemy of humanity is man. In searching for a new enemy to unite us, we came up with the idea that pollution, the threat of global warming, water shortages, famine and the like, would fit the bill. All these dangers are caused by human intervention, and it's only through changed attitudes and behavior that they can be overcome. The real enemy, then, is humanity itself. That's the premier environmental think tank set up to find an agenda, find the possible scientific sci-fi solutions to it, and they're the consultants to the United Nations. And then they have all these professors on the board of this international policy study group on climate change, IPCC. And here's what one of them said, Professor Stephen Schneider. We need to get some broad-based support to capture the public's imagination, so we have to offer up scary scenarios, make simplified, see, we're all very simple at the bottom, simplified dramatic statements, and make little mention of any doubts. Each of us has to decide what the right balance is between being effective and being honest. See? Professor Schneider, Stanford professor of climatology, lead author of many IPCC reports for the United Nations. Timothy Wirth, president of the UN Foundation. We've got to ride this global warming issue, even if the theory of global warming is wrong. We will be doing the right thing in terms of economic and environmental policy. That's what he said. That's the president of the UN Foundation, Timothy Wirth. Christine Stewart, former Canadian Minister of the Environment. No matter if the science of global warming is all phony, climate change provides the greatest opportunity to bring about justice and equality in the world. Professor Chris Follard, Hadley Center for Climate Prediction and Research. These guys all get their salaries off this con game. This is what Professor Chris Follard said. The data doesn't matter, meaning the facts. The data doesn't matter. We're not basing our recommendations on the data. We're basing them on the climate models, you know, the specially made computer ones that give them the answers they want. Dr. David Frame, climate modeler, Oxford University. The models are convenient fictions that provide something very useful. Al Gore, the guy who was given the job of being the front man for all of this by his big pals at the top. It's quite the allegory, isn't it? He says, I believe it is appropriate to have an over-representation of the facts, meaning a massive exaggeration, right? An over-representation of the facts on how dangerous it is as a predicate for opening up the audience. So terrify them all with this coming catastrophe by over-representation, because it's not a catastrophe at all. It's to bring us all under a new system of slavery, folks. Paul Watson, co-founder of Greenpeace, it doesn't matter what is true. It doesn't matter what's true. It only matters what people believe is true. Sir John Houghton, the first chairman of the IPCC for the United Nations. Unless we announce disasters, no one will listen. Daniel Botkin, emeritus professor. The only way to get our society to truly change is to frighten people with the possibility of a catastrophe. Al Gore, and his Nobel Peace Prize acceptance speech. Well, what a con it is, eh? Well, the whole world's just a big stage of comedians. The climate crisis is not a political issue. It's a moral and spiritual challenge to all of humanity. So it's a spiritual challenge, you see. It's also our greatest opportunity to lift global consciousness to a higher level. Guess who's guiding the whole way? This new religion of greening and so on, and depopulation and starvation for all, except them, of course. They made a good job in China and in Russia, the Soviet system, didn't they? We are on the verge of a global transformation. All we need is the right major crisis. David Rockefeller, Club of Rome executive member. Boy, he's in all these top organizations, isn't he? He funds all these organizations across the planet. His big PR crew, I think he hires a whole Madison Avenue, come up with the T-shirts and distribute them to school children across the world, the same banners across the world, so they'll all be on TV across the world at the same time, demanding government do exactly what Mr. Rockefeller wants. Al Gore again. An inconvenient truth. Humanity is sitting on a time bomb. If the vast majority of the world's scientists are right, we've just 10 years to avert a major catastrophe that could send our entire planet's climate system into a tailspin of epic destruction involving extreme weather, floods, droughts, epidemics, and killer heat waves beyond anything we have ever experienced. A catastrophe of our own making. Boy, oh boy. Dr. James Hansen, NASA researcher, again, to deal with climate change. We're getting close to catastrophic tipping points, despite the fact that most people barely notice the warming yet. That's because we're all cutting back on our heat, because you're punishing us all for using energy. By the end of this century, climate change will reduce the human population to a few breeding pairs surviving near the Arctic. Sir James Lovelock, Revenge of Gaia, he says. The Gaias, you see, Mother Earth. Greenpeace International, climate change will result in a catastrophic global sea level rise of 7 meters. That's bye-bye to most of Bangladesh. Netherlands, Florida would make London the new Atlantis. But it's a scary scenario, is it? Dr. Tim Flannery, principal research scientist, this planet is on a course for a catastrophe. The existence of life itself is at stake. Wow. Who's going to get us first, the bird flu or the heat waves or whatever, eh? Harry Reid, U.S. Senate Majority Leader. Coal makes us sick. Oil makes us sick. It's global warming. It's ruining our country. It's ruining the world. And Angela Merkel, German Chancellor, climate change is the greatest threat that human civilization has ever faced. Boy, they have all their clowns in the right places at the right time, don't they? They always do, though, don't they? Barack Obama, the guy who's never even run a French fry outlet or a fast food chain. Nothing, you know. Barack Obama suddenly is an expert. Climate change is real. Not only is it real, it's here. And its effects are giving rise to a frighteningly new global phenomenon, the man-made natural disaster. Arnold Schwarzenegger. Oh, God, look at all the movies he's been in, eh? Disaster movies. He slaughters everybody. We simply must do everything we can in our power to slow down global warming before it's too late. they're all on board, aren't they? And of course, Prince Charlie Boy, who was in trouble recently for basically selling off a whole township of villagers so something can get built in that place instead, after all his spiel about saving the environment. Anyway, that's another story. His Prince Climate Change should be seen as the greatest challenge to ever face mankind. And Gordon Brown, British Prime Minister of the Fabian, climate change makes us all global citizens. We are truly all in this together. The exact conclusion that the Club of Rome came up with when they came up with their whole scenario, and I'll read it from the beginning, that first one again is so important. The common enemy of humanity is man. In searching for a new enemy to unite us, we came up with the idea that pollution, the threat of global warming, water shortages, famine, and the like would fit the bill. All these dangers are caused by human intervention, and it's only through changed attitudes and behavior that they can be overcome. The real enemy, then, is humanity itself. Club of Rome. Premier environmental think tank for the United Nations, and they've got all the propagandists in place called so-called world leaders, and you think you voted them in. You think you voted them in. They've got to be all on board. They even have institutions, you know, foundations, that's main job is to fund thousands of professional people to go around to other foundations and NGOs and all these politicians to build consensus. Are we all on board on this now? Well, I'm not quite sure, as they slip cash under the table and they get surer and surer and surer, the heavier their hand becomes. That's how it works. And their careers are guaranteed to go up the ladder, you see. Because, see, we've never been run by the truth. And under this global system, they got a lot of big plans for all of us. Not very nice. And they got to get good excuses to bring you into poverty, into a world of servitude. And they're bringing down the food supply, and they will bring it down bit by bit. They're banning meat altogether. They said it's going to be a vegetarian world. They're paying farmers to grow biofuels, even though they've said in their own Agenda 21 that only authorized vehicles in the future, authorized essential vehicles, will be on the road. We won't be driving. It's all a big plan to stop and halt and bring down food production and leave the big five agribusiness boys in control of all food supply in the world, and then they will ration it out to you. Yep. That we can fight global warming and fight the ice age. You can fight whoever they bring along and all the flus. You'll be fighting it all, and you're all in it together, and you'll get your rations every week, but you must serve the world state. And each region that they've marked off the world in is to be dispensed as food in a quota system. And they'll bring down the quota every year and say, oh, we just can't feed the world. So it's up to you, that region there, to bring down your population. How you do it is your problem, but we can't help, sorry. I'm not kidding, I've read their books. I know where it's all going. An article from the Telegraph, and I've talked about this before too, but it's still going on. I talk about the sterility amongst males massively. I've gone through the bisphenol A and all the other things they put in their foods, even baby food, even they put in melamine in baby food, which really brings down the sperm count. They put all the different stuff in the cosmetics for women. They know damn well what they're doing. And literally, if she's pregnant with a boy in the womb, between, I think it's 8 and 12 weeks, he pretty well will turn into a rather puny male and be sterile. They've known this for, 60-odd years they've been doing it. They found it out in the late 1890s in experiments, and they made sure it was going to go into the food, including putting in the baby food for bulk. You're eating plastic. And you think they're out to help you. So the Telegraph, 23rd of October 2009, why boys are turning into girls. Gender-bending chemicals are largely exempt from the new Economic Union Parliament regulations, warns Geoffrey Lean. Girls will be girls, boys will be girls. Everyday gender-bending chemicals are feminizing increasing numbers of babies. It says, here's something rather rotten from the state of Denmark. Its government yesterday unveiled official research showing that two-year-old children are at risk from a bewildering array of gender-bending chemicals in such everyday items as waterproof clothes, rubber boots, bed linen, food, nappies, that's your diapers, sunscreen, lotion, and moisturizing cream. It's in shampoo, it's in everything. It's been, that's why it's in there, in fact. The 326-page report published by an Environment Protection Agency is the latest piece in an increasingly alarming jigsaw. I've been talking about this stuff for years, and so have other people, and it's only because of that this kind of article is even appearing in the paper, by the way. It's different with almost a humorous content. A picture is emerging of ubiquitous chemical contamination driving down sperm counts and feminizing male children all over the developed world. And anti-pollution measures and regulations are falling short of getting to grips with it. Back with more after this break.
Attention RBN listeners. The Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Restore the Republic, the social network for the modern revolutionary. Activating the silent masses into action. At RestoreTheRepublic.net, we're seizing power from the globalist world controllers and handing it back to the people. RestoreTheRepublic.net, where patriots rally on the objective. The Liberty Bell tolls once again for a movement on the rise. Make RestoreTheRepublic.net your place to unify and activate the revolution.
Had about enough of the bold-faced lies and propaganda, have you?
Republic Magazine exposes the mainstream media garbage for what it is. Grab a stack and take America back. Use Republic Magazine to wake the people and crush the corporate-controlled propaganda machines. Page after glossy page of factual information to fuel the second American revolution. Get it all and more at RepublicMagazine.com.
Hi folks, I'm Alan Watts and we're cutting through the matrix. And just before I take a caller that's long distance, I'll just mention that the Mail Online has announced that there's a snooper's census, a new census for the UK, it'll be across other parts of Europe too. They're going to ask the name, sex and birth date of every person who's ever slept overnight in your house. There is freedom for you, eh? Can't you get where we're going? Now we'll go to, there's Ari in Tel Aviv. Is it there, Ari? Hello?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Alan?
Yeah.
Yeah, hi. I just had a quick question. What are your thoughts on how Australia fits into the planned agenda?
Australia is to go right into this far eastern bloc of countries that was planned. Even Karl Marx talked about it. And the Royal Institute of International Affairs sent out started a whole section for them, like the Council on Foreign Relations, but a section for it's called the Institute for Pacific Relations. And they were working with China and all the Far Eastern countries for the last 80 years on this very project of bringing in this bloc that they've just now announced that it's well underway. They have the machinery set up. Now it's just a matter of formalities going through and propagandizing the public into the necessity for security's sake. No country can go it alone for pandemics and all this kind of stuff, or even for security. And so they're getting lumped in with that. But China will be the boss over them and Japan. And their biggest problem, of course, is getting Australia and the citizenry gradually worked up to the acceptance of this, and Japan as well, of course.
Where do you think will be the last place, or maybe the safest place to be once things really get underway? Because it seems like it's a really scary situation right now with what seems to be about to happen in the United States. And so I'm just wondering if there's any other places that you thought might be a better place to kind of shelter.
You'd have to go to almost a third world country that doesn't have the machinery of military, police, officialdom, bureaucracy, or money to implement the totally controlled society that all the other countries, the so-called first world countries, have, and countries that they're not too interested in with oil or anything like that at the moment. That's what you'd have to look at. There are only a few places left, to be honest with you. And then you'd maybe have to rough it. You can't just run off to get a doctor or a hospital any time of night or day. And if you're willing to do that, you probably could live the rest of your life before they eventually catch up and start doing the same there. Those would be the last countries where the money gets pumped in and the rapid deployment forces move in to bring in the same system.
Okay. And this is kind of an unrelated topic. You were talking previously, or I'm sorry, not previously, but I saw a video of you on YouTube talking to a gentleman by the name of Cole Cree. And I'm not sure if you're familiar with the video, but he was a caller into your show, and he was talking about the Masonic influence on culture creation and hip-hop in particular. And you mentioned KRS-One, or he mentioned KRS-One. There was some discussion about that, and I saw some imagery, some videos about him as well. But I also know that he works, or he's, I don't know how closely related he is, but I know he's involved with Alex Jones, who is supposedly, fighting an information war against this planned agenda. Do you have any other thoughts about that?
No, he just called in a couple of times. I never looked up his information. I've spoken to lots more rappers and different people in the industry. I know exactly how they're being managed. And they're quite right with the Masonic influence behind it all. And most of them actually are encouraged to join the OTO. Most musicians are and have been since the 60s. But thanks for calling. And I might look into that myself later. But from Hamish, myself, in Ontario, Canada, where it's been pouring rain with the heavy, heavy spraying, and then down comes the rain as always. It's good night, and may your God, or your gods, go with you.
With recent international